This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. The lesser prairie chicken has slowly been declining in population and habitat area since the mid-20th century. But the bird's numbers have dropped markedly over the past decade. One cause is the degradation of the bird's habitat. Vertical structures, whether naturally occurring like encroaching mesquite or man-made like transmission lines and oil pump jacks, bother the bird. It won't nest anywhere near them. And roads, they don't like roads. Those features fragment the bird's habitat and isolate chicken communities. A number of organizations are working together to prioritize and work at linking back together the grasslands of eastern New Mexico in effort to make the habitat more hospitable, which in turn should support larger populations within core breeding areas. Jerry Dutchover works out of the Roswell office of the Bureau of Land Management.
In 2005, we began the Restore New Mexico project as a partnership which has grown tremendously. We're up to over 400 partners.
With funding from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, the partners examined where rehabbing abandoned oil and gas well sites would have the biggest effect.
Once we identified the sites that could use reclamation, their prioritization process was looking at, first of all, who owns the surface, who owns the minerals, and is it leased. If the BLM owned the surface and the minerals and it was not leased, it was a high priority. It was a number one priority. From there, it went steps down. If it was private surface, federal minerals, unleased, that was still a high priority.
The group worked with landowners to remove old roads and well pads. Rehab involved hauling off caliche, a sedimentary rock consisting of calcium carbonate. That's the sediment that makes hard water hard.
Back in the day, the normal procedure for reclaiming these well pads was just to go in there, rip them, reseed them, you're done. Well, we found out that these pads and roads were built with a minimum of 6 inches of compacted caliche. They never did really heal properly.
Especially out there in sand country.
Once we pulled the caliche, we found that it might take a few years, but we would get that native vegetation to come back.
So they're getting rid of caliche, not just attempting to seed it. They're ripping it up and hauling away caliche well pads and service roads paved with caliche. Dutchover says they've cleared 800 acres so far and demonstrated that reclaiming a few acres can have a much larger effect on creating suitable habitat.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but what we're also doing is we're defragmenting that country out there, which is if we take that infrastructure out, all the roads and the pad, which are barriers to these prairie chickens, it results in a defragmented habitat. So we reclaim a relatively small area. A large return is seen in defragmented habitat.
There's more to this Restore New Mexico effort to improve lesser prairie chicken habitat, says the Nature Conservancy's Tish McDaniel.
We do the same with old windmills. We take those down, try to put in solar pumps when we can. We cut down trees if a rancher will allow us to take out some trees on his property. And then the same with mesquite.
You'll find more information about restoring lesser prairie chicken habitat and hear other episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. That's Playa Country, P-L-A-Y-A, playacountry.org. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures.